Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen joins us on today's program to take a look back at the year that was for the organization in 2018 and what's ahead next year. Well, Karen, it's now been two full years with the combination of the Pella Chamber and PADCO, now the PACE Alliance, and this year, a very busy year for your group. First of all, what are just some of the key things that you've been working on over the last 12 months to continue to work in partnership with our business community, our industry community, working for the betterment of the future of Pella?
Well, first of all, I cannot believe it has been 2 years since we have formed the PACE Alliance, and you're right, it has been extremely busy. We are very fortunate to have a lot of our member employees involved in our day-to-day activities and really crafting what our strategies and some initiatives are that we have had over the last year. I think probably our biggest initiatives that we have had go hand in hand with the city of Pella. And really, those are to allow our employers to have what they need to really succeed here and for their employees to want to live here, to want to work here. So we have been working diligently on housing. We all know that's a need in not only Pella, but our entire area. And we've had a lot of success just really influencing and talking with different developers, different possibilities on housing opportunities. And we saw some of those evolve over this past year. We'll see some building going on at South Main here shortly. Also some building out in the Boss Landon area. Recently, the city annexed 167 acres to the west edge of the community for future development. So we'll see over the next few years a lot of housing building going on, which we need. And a lot of that is really exciting that it will be in all different price points and all different densities. So some of those will be rentals of apartment buildings or duplexes. Some will be single-family homes of different prices, all to fill the needs of the employees and residents we have here. Also, as a benefit to not only the employers but to the residents, working with the city on creating a broadband utility, something very exciting for our community, looking at gig service, which is going to be also a retention and attraction tool. A lot of people are dependent upon broadband these days, and that will serve that need. Another opportunity that we have taken advantage of is to study our childcare capacity. We hear from employers and employees that sometimes they have difficulty finding childcare. So during this past year, we have taken a survey of parents and employers and providers to really look at what is the current situation of their childcare and what is their desired childcare. And we'll continue that into 2019.
What are some of the key working and findings of your councils that have really shown and borne fruit this year?
Well, first of all, I want to thank the 162 individuals that we have across our five councils. They are from our area employers, businesses, and they really help craft what all our initiatives will be and really what our progress has been. So we have our first council, which is our Business Development Council. They worked really hard this year on creating educational opportunities for businesses that they can use within their own day-to-day operations or their strategic plans, creating a BizBrew, both AM and PM versions. Those are held twice a month. And the idea there is a really relaxed atmosphere, informal gathering of business owners so they can learn from each other. They have formed a monthly Connect and Conquer. That one is really more focused on marketing aspects or the logistical operations of your business. So those two have been very popular. And then throughout the year, we've had just one-day sessions that look at more operational things as well. On our Downtown Development Council, that is our second one, we really concentrated on assisting the city with planning our downtown streetscape, But not only getting that word out, getting public input of what they would like to see that look like when it is finished, but also putting a plan together for the next years while it's under construction. Our Economic Development Council, that's the council that's looking at those large infrastructure issues, the housing, where we can go for future commercial development, industrial development. That's the group also that's working with the City of Pella on the broadband. So they have a heavy lift there, but are making headway into those areas. Our events council, many of those events we have enjoyed for many years, and they continue to be very successful thanks to everybody coming out and participating in those. We had 7 Thursdays in Pella's this year. We had our golf outing in August. That was our largest fundraising event to date. Our holiday activities we're enjoying right now with things that create definitely a very Christmas atmosphere with our carriage rides, hot cocoa bar, encouraging that local spending, which helps us all in the community. And then earlier in the summer, we held our Friday Festivus, geared more towards adults, so they can have a social opportunity as well. And then our final council is our workforce development. That council really looked at workforce recruitment issues and objectives. So this year we participated in our very first virtual career fairs. So career fairs for different schools around the country, and also looking at inclusion efforts. How can we be a more welcoming community to all?
Once again, that was Executive Director of the PACE Alliance, Karen Eichen. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.